So we're going to move on to values. Values, this is, I would say, one of the most important sections.
Now you'll notice how important they are for us, because we've got nice notes.
We have a few things to tell you.
Just a few things.
Now, I'd like to, with your permission, can we have your permission to do something? What we're going to do, and by the way, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go over values from a content point of view. And the reason we spend so much time on values is because what happens if you change somebody's values and you set them back in terms of their personal evolution? Oops, that would be bad. So we spend as much time as we do on values and the way we spend it because we want you to be really clear how values work inside the individual.
At the same time, to be really honest, while we teach this, well, our purpose is also to do a fair amount of installation.
Could we do some installation? Is it okay if we install an intuitive understanding at the unconscious level of what values level a
person's at? So when you're done, without looking in the manual or searching for notes or anything, and somebody talks to you, you'll be able to spot exactly what value level thinking are they in that particular moment, according to the words they give you and according to what they say.
Would that be okay? Good.
Cool.
So if you listen to all of these CDs on values, what we'll do is we'll layer the information in so that you have an intuitive understanding of what values level a person is at. Yeah? And we'll do it at the unconscious level so that you'll be able to pretty well, and then when you talk to somebody, you'll be pretty well able to go, oh, this person is at this values level or this person's at that values level.
Now, before we even start, let's make something very clear. Values levels are not to pigeonhole people, and they're not to put people in boxes. Because no person is at one specific value level at all time.
No person is a specific. In fact, people change values on a regular basis. And what we like to think of about values is that they're ways of thinking rather than who people are. So how would you like to be able to motivate people at will? Who would like to be able to do that? Anybody? Good. And how would you like to be able to demotivate people at will? No, not as many people raise their hand, but what about people who are doing things that are bad for them, who they either come to you as clients or they happen to be your kids? Oops, now there's some value there. And who'd like to be able to demotivate kids at will? Yeah, there we go. Now we got that. People go, why would you want to demotivate somebody? But think of that. Kids are often motivated to do things which aren't particularly good for them.
What I think this is extremely useful, even in corporations, is to get, for instance, all the upper management aligned in terms of values.
What if you were the CEO? Just to start off, what if you were the CEO of a corporation and you had sitting in a notebook in front of you on your desk all of the board of directors, each one individually's, meta programs and values, decision-making strategy, motivation strategy, and reassurance strategy? I wonder if that would have any value. What if you were a lawyer and you worked for a law firm that had invested in this and the law firm had a book called The Judge's Book? And in The Judge's Book was each judge in the location with the judge's decision-making strategy, reassurance strategy, motivation strategy.
Wow.
And with the judge's meta-programs and values, which a lawyer could feed back to the judge. Would that have any value to the law firm? I could go on and on. These are all things I've either done or contemplated. I think, by the way, the issue of ecology comes up with regards to the lawyers and the judge. I think that if every law firm in town had the judge's strategies, that would make law far more above board than it is now. Yeah. I don't think so. Do you think it's not corrupt now? Do I think it could be worse? Oh, I think it could be worse, yeah. I think it's an oxymoron, yeah? Lawyers and ecology. And values are the key.